We've been talking this morning about saying goodbye to your pets. Everybody's got a different little routine when they leave the pet behind. I don't know if I've never really said goodbye to the cat, but the dog always just has this terrible look on his face when he knows we're going to leave the house. So have a bit of a conversation with him. We've got an expert on the phone right now, Darren the Dog Man from Mindfulness for Dogs. Darren, how are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. I've heard Darren the Dog Man for a while now. It's great.
Good stuff, mate. So, okay, what are your tips for when you leave the house? How should you exit when it comes to your dog?
Yeah, well, one of the things to think about is dogs are creatures of habit. Okay, so if we change the way that we normally act when they're calm, then they start to think there's something wrong. So when we normally just leave the house just to go to the shop or something, we probably just walk out, not really care about it, do we? And the dogs just sit down and calm down. But when we go to work, we go, oh, that's a good boy, and give him a big cuddle and a kiss. Then you're leaving them in a really anxious state, and then they get really stressed out. And pretty much the first 15 minutes is going to be continual barking, and your neighbor's going to get upset with you and all sorts of things. So when you leave them, you want to be as calm as you normally are. So just don't even worry about it. Just say, yep, see you later, mate. We always joke. We used to be teachers. Me and my wife used to be teachers many years ago. And then we always say to the dogs, school time, right, as we leave. And that's quite a good little trigger. So having a key word or an object that you place somewhere tells the dogs that you're leaving and it's all okay. So that's one of the key things, is having that key word. I don't know what you guys do.
So what would you, well, I'm my key word is, I'll see you later, Fred. I'll be back home at 4:30.
Oh, we always tell them what time we're home as well. People have this idea that dogs don't think about the time, but they do, they get it. We used to have a video camera watching our dogs all the time, and I would guarantee the second I would think about leaving work, I could watch the video camera, dogs they'd all been asleep, and they'd suddenly all get up and start looking around because it's dinner time, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
So they know exactly when you're coming home. Yeah, but the most important thing, just keep it nice and relaxed, nice and cool. Don't get overexcited, because if you leave when they're overexcited, then what's happening is you're getting them quite anxious, because suddenly you've left them in a really excited state, and then there's nowhere for that to come out. You're gone. So they're going to try and find you. They might try and escape or all sorts of things. Yeah.
Hey, Darren, what do you think of the technique I employ at my house with the dog Poncho? And it's just a one word, and it's every morning it's behave, and then you're out.
Behave. Does it work?
Oh, sometimes I get back and he's sort of on my bed where he's not allowed to be, and he looks over at me with those puppy dog eyes, and you're like, oh, Poncho.
So he's got you quite well trained then.
He does,
definitely.
Hey, the other thing you could do with Poncho then is, have you seen those sort of those toys that you can fill with treats?
Yes.
They're called Kongs, yeah? So maybe get one of those, and rather associating with a kind of idea that he doesn't really understand, behave is kind of out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Give him that toy and say the word behave as you throw him a toy. I mean, it'll associate chewing and having fun with that toy with the word behave. Oh. And that might give him a real, you know, something to latch on to, you know, because the word behave doesn't really mean a lot to a dog. Could mean lots of things, couldn't it, really? But that would be very specific, man.
Probably doesn't mean a lot to you either, Jay.
No, I'm a bad boy, what can I say?
Hey, Darren, it's lovely to talk to you, mate. If anyone wants to find out more about Darren the Dog Man, just get on mindfulnessfordogs.co.nz. Nice to talk to you, Darren.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Take care, mate. Thanks.